Order of the Board of Public Works and Safety, January 13, 2020. Approval minutes of the January 6, 2020 special meeting.
I move they be approved as written.
Motion approved by Councilman Dahl and second by Anita. We got a discussion approval of claims submitted. We got a, and I have a motion to approve.
Motion to approve the claims.
Approve the claims.
Second.
Anita's, and second by David. Reading the bank statements and donations, if any.
Bank statements, total in funds in the accounts, $30,515.06. With an interest of $45,269.48, the end of December. And donations did very well this last quarter. We received $6,055 in donations. Of that, the SRO car wrap funds received $2,750. Park received $255. $1,990 from to animal control, and $1,060 into municipal events for the employee Christmas party. So, nice quarter for donations.
Yep, very nice in donations. Yes. Usually you don't have very much on that. Okay, we got a discussion approval of salary position changes in the fire department.
Okay, I request the following salary changes. Steve Walden, Sean Gray from captain at $14.23 per hour, to battalion chief at $14.76 per hour, Dwayne Murphy from lieutenant at $13.23 per hour, to captain at $14.23 per hour, and then Christopher Craig as firefighter from $12.93 per hour, to lieutenant at $13.23 per hour, the effective date of these changes being January 11th of this year.
Okay, any discussion on these?
I'll move with them.
Yeah, these was positions that with my leaving and Steve getting chief, they just moved around, shuffled people around a little bit. Okay, motion, David makes a motion to approve them.
I'll second.
Anita will second those. Okay, very well, those are approved. Discussion to approve the release and settlement agreement with the Davis County Rural Water. We just got that today. That was sent out to us. This is an agreement, a suit with the Davis County Rural Water that goes back to 2016. And Joe worked on this, Tim worked on it, and they finally came to a settlement of $132,869.68. We did knock off the interest, and after two or three countersuits and agreements, they finally came to this agreement.
This represents the extra fee that accrued during the pendency of the litigation. You will all probably recall that the court ruled against us on the increase, but did grant a smaller increase, and I can't remember all the details behind that. The problem is, while the litigation was pending, they didn't pay any of the increase, so therefore the smaller increase that was approved had never been paid. That kind of summarizes it.
Yeah, this is what we did not get from other out-of-town customers. Right. That rate got
during the pendency of the litigation, exactly.
And so because they sued, they were reliable.
We had gotten a judgment from the court for that, and then we had to litigate that as well. There was a hearing before Judge Sebecki, and he agreed that they owed it, and he gave us a judgment with prejudgment interest. I think the interest was in the neighborhood of $12,000-$13,000, if I'm not mistaken. So that's what we gave up to settle it. They had offered 75. I think the total is what, 132. So, I mean, obviously, we're a lot closer to what we wanted than what they wanted.
Okay. Can we have a motion can I have a motion to release and settle this agreement? Also, I need it. Can I have your motion to We'll get, this is not the final draft. We'll get the original. They're having a meeting tonight at their meeting at Davis County Rural Water. We'll get the original thing, and we have to sign it and give it back to Chris, and Chris will get it to their attorneys.
I move we approve the settlement agreement and authorize you to sign the final number.
Okay. David makes that motion, and Anita seconds it. Okay, very good. Do we have anything else for the Board of Works up from the public? Okay, hearing none, I'll call this meeting, adjourn this meeting. Meetings that are...
Eric, we can do the Eric Council meeting.